When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the WIP Morning Show. We're broadcasting live from the Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa in Atlantic City. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. We have a fun show ahead. Star-studded cast. Rhea Hughes is here. Devin Caney is here. We'll have Ruben Amaro Jr. joining us a little later on in the show. And, of course, John Ritchie. Good morning, John.
What's up there, Tom? Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you too, John.
Are you aware Diet Coke was invented in 1982?
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, 1982 was the year. A lot of change back in 1982. Diet Coke being, you know, newly created. We had New Coke on the horizon. We talk about New Coke on this show a lot.
I didn't realize you were a Coke historian.
New Coke.
This is news to
Devin,
me.
John, yes, loved it. He
for
was
those,
the only one.
For those, yes, for those unaware,
I
was
heard about
one
New Coke
of those, one of the few who loved, adored the New Coke.
Well, I heard something yesterday. You'd like to drink flat soda?
Yes.
What's that about?
Like
that.
A psycho.
If I had my druthers, Tom Kelly, Year of the Bunny, I would be shaking up my 2-liter bottles, letting all of the CO2 out and drinking it completely flat.
That sounds,
disgusting. I don't understand why. It's
horrifying.
You drink water with no carbonation in it, and it can be delicious and refreshing. Why not the soda? You take the carbonation out, you still get the great Coke or the cola flavor.
It tastes good, John.
Do you want a tip?
It does taste good.
John,
it tastes better.
You can actually buy cola syrup.
I know,
in the drugstore.
And I do.
And it's for
and
like when you're sick.
I know.
So that sounds like it's more up your alley.
It's called Coke syrup. I used to get given the Coke syrup over cracked ice by my mom when I was a tiny little child.
I'm shocked you're not in charge of Coca-Cola.
I love the Coke syrup.
Well, that's bizarre. We'll get into some of your weird quirks throughout the course of the show here. But obviously, guys, a very interesting week. In many ways, a tumultuous week for the Philadelphia Eagles. Feels a lot longer than 5 days since they played that Panthers game. And, hey, everybody addressed it on Wednesday. And I think everyone this week in the NovaCare Complex handled things pretty well in terms of diffusing the situation. You know, A.J. Brown comes out, says what he says after the game on Sunday. Brandon Graham on his show right here on WIP Monday night. But, hey, we look ahead to Sunday, and what's really going to matter is how this thing manifests itself on the field. And this game was big before all this stuff happened, even bigger now. And we'll start with this. And, John, I'll just ask you to start. How important is it that the Eagles, after everything that's happened this week, they go out, they win this game, and really, they look good on Sunday after the week they've had?
Well, it's extremely important. Obviously, we need to keep pace for the one seed. We need to keep pace for what we know we need to do to win a Super Bowl because we are that good. I have total faith that the Eagles show up this week. I have total belief that we get it done. Especially after the week that we had, especially after we nipped this whole thing in the bud. Basically, it was NFL last week. We got this out of the way last week before this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's the NFL week. The guys came in Wednesday. That's when they started their install for Pittsburgh. Wednesday is when the apologies happened, before the workday even started. Everything was taken care of. I think Brandon bringing attention to whatever, the bringing things into focus is a good thing. When a team, I had been saying for the longest time, it's possible we need a loss just to get realism brought into that
locker
room.
Close enough to a loss.
Open
Does
the
it
door.
Count?
Open the door. Allow realism into the locker room. Hey guys, open your eyes a little bit. We aren't perfect, and I think this allowed us to take the magnifying glass out and put it squarely on ourselves. I think the Eagles are going to be okay. And I think this is a game where we see definitively how good a coach Nick Sirianni is at his job. Can we use last week? Can this team use all of that hullabaloo as motivation against the best CEO coach in the NFL, arguably, Mike Tomlin? He is the CEO guy that we aspire to.
Hope Nick will become.
Sure. Let's see what you can do against that guy, against that team. The Steelers are counting on our distraction. Nick Sirianni, let's see what you can do this week.
And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494. But after everything that's happened this week, how important is it that the Eagles come out, win this game, and really look good? Because I think it's really critical, John.
It is absolutely critical, and I have total faith that Nick and this team will be so ready. So ready for this game.
I would hope so, because it's the biggest moment of the season. I mean, the Eagles need to respond, because whether they meant to or not, let's face it, they put a ton of pressure on themselves this week. Like, the eyes of the NFL world are going to be on Philadelphia to see how the Eagles answer, how they respond from this. And, you know, I look at this situation. I totally believe they're going to show up. I think this team is obviously aspiring to go to the Super Bowl. They know how good they are. But if you don't perform well, you know, everything you say this week, and they've said all the right things, but
sure
it doesn't
have.
Really matter. You come out, you play poorly, and I don't know, A.J. Brown doesn't get featured. He doesn't catch the ball a lot. All this stuff is going to continue, and I think it could get worse. If you don't play well, you don't win this game.
This is the worst possible scenario for a distracted team. Now, I do not believe we're distracted. I think that we got focused with everything that happened this week. But right now, just think about it. We're playing Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, a quarterback who only beats us. In as long as I can remember, I've only seen Russell Wilson beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, he's literally
It goes back, 6-0, and it certainly feels that way. He's 4-0 in Philly.
He's playing well right
now. He's got 9 touchdown passes in Philly, 1 interception in Philly. We as fans need to do our part to try to stop that, to try to make the guy feel uncomfortable here. No George Pickens helps our cause. Helps our cause a lot, but for the Eagle offense, you know, we have to test our run game against a top defense finally. They're number 4 at stopping the run. They pride themselves on that. Mike Tomlin is a defensively minded guy originally, a guy who was a, you know, DB coach. Wants to stop the run first. They allow 91.5 yards a game. AFC North, we know what that's like. They play the Ravens twice a year. They're in the same mold. It's similar to us. So we have to go out and out-Eagle the Steelers, and I believe we can. Right now, T.J. Watt wants to do everything he can to stop that from happening. He is going to be a problem, because it will be tough to run against this number 4 run defense. And T.J. Watt, if he can tee off, we know what he can do. He's got 9.5 sacks already this year, and he's angry about it because he doesn't think that's enough. A lot of folks worry that this distraction of Friendship Gate is going to be the beginning of the end for this team, because we saw the beginning of the end and we saw the unraveling in 2023. It's a new year, it's a new team, and they learned from last year's downward spiral.
Well, that's why this game is so important. If you want to get in, 215-592-9494, how important is it for the stability of the Eagles team they come out and play well on Sunday? Because I think back to last year, and, you know, things felt like they were kind of teetering going into that Monday night game against Seattle. And the Eagles went out there, and obviously they didn't play well. They lost the game. I worry about where things could go if you don't look good this week, because they've done a nice job of momentarily quieting things down. I think everybody came out on Wednesday, whether it was AJ, Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni, the guys on with you guys. Everybody's kind of said the right things to quiet things down. But if you don't go out and perform on the field on Sunday, and this stuff doesn't manifest itself against the Steelers, I do think you could be dealing with all these similar issues because, I mean, A.J. Brown, let's face it, A.J. Brown's not going to be happy unless he's getting the ball, unless he's getting featured more in the passing game. And I think this team mentally is in the right spot. But where I think we might differ is I don't fully trust that Jalen Hurts is going to come out and play the game that he needs to play on Sunday. That's my biggest concern.
Why?
Because, I mean, we haven't seen it, John. We haven't seen it in the passing game. Really, I mean, for the majority of the season, we've seen it in spurts. We haven't seen it consistently.
Right. And I expect it to be a work in progress, as it has been.
It's week 15.
Man, I wish it were faster. Yeah, I wish it were faster. But what we're told and what I see is every week you get unscouted crazy looks that I wouldn't know how to pick up either. You know, if you're an offensive line and you get a six across look that breaks all the rules of your protection, and you have to go to the sideline and regroup and ask your coaches how you're going to deal with that.
He's had open guys, John, and he's not hitting them.
Yes.
Last week was an alarm.
Just like every other quarterback in the NFL. He will be better. All the attention being brought to him and AJ and the passing game this week, I do think that causes it to be a little tighter ship as they prepare for this one.
There's a lot of pressure on Jalen Hurts this week. There's a ton of pressure on him to go out, play well, get his guys involved.
It's the first time, literally the first time, the Eagles offense will face a top 10 defense in terms of DVOA. So it's not like they're given, you know, an easy test, given all the tumultuous and drama that was surrounding AJ and Jalen specifically. But if you guys remember, I know it's a different team. In 2022, AJ Brown had a massive game.
Oh, he crushed
when them. The Steelers came to the link.
But they're two totally different
two
teams.
Two totally
now.
Different yeah. teams, but I'm just hoping that we see like a third of that. He had literally three touchdowns that game. Yeah. So I'll be happy with just one AJ touchdown. I think he will too.
They're gonna try to man him up at times. Yeah, that's what the Steelers do. They run again. Mike Tomlin was a defensive back coach, and he prides his DBs a lot on being able to go out there and man guys up, and they will try to do that. I can't imagine they will try to do that without additional help over the top at almost all times. But if we catch them here and there without that safety able to get over to give assistance, there will be one-on-one opportunities.
And he's got to pull the trigger. He's got to pull the trigger. We've seen him pull the trigger in one-on-one opportunities repeatedly throughout his career.
So get used to seeing it again.
Not consistently enough. And we do need to see it on Sunday.
Don't you feel like he's ripe to go out there and light it up through the air?
I would like to think that. Do I believe it? No. I mean, not based on what we've seen, not based on his struggles in the passing game.
Okay.
But, hey, I hope you're right. I hope you come in Monday morning and, you know, we're celebrating great Jalen Hurts.
When you're playing a team that likes to play man against your receivers that are great against man, against a run defense that's stouter than a pass defense that will probably elicit passes more than runs at times. Mm-hmm. I like our chances of having a nice passing day.
And that is critical to this team's success. The Eagles have done a nice job quieting things down this week, but how does it manifest itself on the field on Sunday? How important is this game for the Eagles? I think it's critically important. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. John Ritchie, Ree Hughes, Devin Caney with you as we preview this game Sunday, Eagles Steelers, the importance of this game, and really, do you have faith in the Eagles to come out and respond this Sunday after everything that's happened this week? Because they've said the right things. That's a step in the right direction. But do you have faith that they'll respond? And here's where I'm at. I have faith the team will respond. I don't have the complete faith that the quarterback will do what he needs to do. That's where I'm at. This team, they need to have a tremendous performance, and I think it's a huge game for Jalen Hurts. After all the stuff, all the noise surrounding him this week, Jalen Hurts needs to play great this weekend.
He sure does, and I expect a win. I expect a focused win. I expect a passing, balanced offense attack. You know, we have gotten so run heavy of late, and now we're facing a team that really prioritizes stopping the run. So it's not going to be as smooth as it has been when we hand it off, and we're going to have to go other routes. And I love the idea of seeing some one-on-ones on the outside with AJ and Devontae. When they get one-on-one man coverage, and they will from time to time against this Steelers team, they have to win, and Jalen has to put it on him. He's done a great job of doing just that, you know, winning one-on-one. That combination of maybe it's signaling the receivers, changing the play at the line. Hey, we have this. He and AJ, they get on the same page. We know that they did it when they weren't supposed to last year. This year, they are winning against man coverage an awful lot, and I expect to see more of it. He's precise with his throws. He's been a lot more accurate than we thought he could ever be once upon a time. It really is unbelievable how precise he can get with the downfield stuff. He's a nice deep ball thrower.
So he needs to start throwing it again.
Yeah, yeah, he needs to start throwing the ball
downfield.
This week,
I expect it.
Do you have faith in the Eagles to come out and show up on Sunday? Do you have faith in Jalen to come out and play one of his better games of the year? 215-592-9494. And coming up at 8 a.m. today, we will give out more Eagles-Steelers tickets. Now, every day this week, we've given out a name of a Philadelphia Eagle, past or present. We will give out the fourth name today at 8 a.m., so make sure you are tuned in then. Once you hear the name today, you need to know the three previous names this week. First caller to our contest line will win Eagles-Steelers tickets this weekend.
And that is courtesy, of course, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
So make sure you're tuned in for that a little later on. Your chance to go down there and see this huge game, because it really is important. Obviously, for any chance that you're going to get the one seed, you need to win this game. But I think for the stability of the locker room, really important that you respond after everything this week. Let's get it started on the phones here with Gary in Whitehall. What's up, Gary?
Morning, everybody. Hey, listen. We don't need Jalen Hurts to go out there and try to play Superman. Let's just stay the course. It's been working for the last 9 weeks. Why do we need to make a change? Did anybody watch last night's game by chance? You see what Cooper Kupp did? Nothing. Zero receptions for 0 yards. And guess what? They still won the game. So why do we need our quarterback to play superstar, superhero? He doesn't need to be.
Nobody wants him to do that. They just want him to, like, when a receiver's open, pull the trigger.
I understand that, but that's every quarterback and on every team.
Yeah, and he's done that
a million times. We're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles.
For the 2 times he didn't do it last week, but I guess it might have been on the Jumbotron, so everyone saw it.
Yeah, that's right. It was just on the Jumbotron.
But this is the thing. This is the thing with Jalen, because we look at last week. Okay, they win the game, so it's easy to say, oh, he's doing enough. But that guy. But if Legette catches that pass on that final drive, the conversation this week is completely different.
A little bit.
Like, if you lose that game on Sunday, I don't think we're talking, oh, Jalen's doing enough. He's got to play better.
Okay, and I expect him to. We lose that game, then we come out, we're 10-3 playing a 10-3 team, and we're saying we got to beat this 10-3 team who has good defense, better defense than any defense we played this year. It's the test that we've been looking for. And really, it's the test of Nick Sirianni that those who have some doubts about, you know, his acumen or his ability to get this team through some tough spots, you know, this is an all-star roster, and this is some adversity that Nick has seemingly done a nice job of steering the guys through thus far. Let's see the results on the field on Sunday, but I like the way this lines up. A real test for Nick against an unbelievably wonderful CEO in Mike Tomlin, a wonderful CEO head coach in Mike Tomlin across the way. I think Nick Sirianni is earning his paycheck this week.
You have faith they're going to show up on Sunday, Gary?
I totally agree with John said. I think with Nick Sirianni, I think he's hopefully we nip this in the bud.
I think
we
did.
We turn the focus to Sunday's game, and but like I said, I never thought this. I was always down on Jalen, how he played, but the way I'm looking at him now, he's becoming a game manager. He's not turning the ball over. Yeah, he's not. The proof isn't there with this, you know, with his the yardage and the touchdowns and everything else. But he's not turning the ball over. He's becoming a game manager. And with this running attack and our defense, why not?
Well, it works.
Thanks, Gary, and appreciate the call.
Pretty well.
And that's really the big question, John, going into this game on Sunday, because the Eagles have been so reliant on Saquon Barkley. They've been so reliant on the running game. But do you think going into this game, you need to make a concerted effort to throw the football more, get A.J. Brown, get Devontae Smith more involved?
I think Jalen spoke to this to some degree when he said, and this was sort of in passing and under his breath, and I don't know how much we talked about it, he doesn't choose where the ball goes. You know, he doesn't necessarily choose whether we run or pass. He is making his decisions based on what the defense tells him. He doesn't have the cachet to run it when the defense says pass, I wouldn't think. I mean, we are trying to take the path of least resistance through this defense. When the box is light, you should run. We don't get many light boxes anymore, so we have to leave a run on against a heavy box now, and it still works. Now we're going to have to, you know, figure out a way to beat a team through the air at times when they slow us down running the football, because I'm pretty sure they're going to be able to do that. Even though Saquon's unbelievable, this is a man, Cam Hayward in there, you know, nose tackle at times, D tackle at times. Like, he's just so smart in there, and the linebackers, they're so solid flying around, punishing people. Like, they're an historically defensive team, and this year's no different. We have to be pulling out all the stops. It's not just run. It's not just pass. It's balanced, and it's whatever the defense is weakest against.
I think you need to make a concerted effort to throw the ball more this week. And if you want to get into 1-5-5-9-2-9-4-9-4, do you think the Eagles should throw the ball more? And I'm not saying you have to throw the ball 40 times. I'm not saying you have to change the entire offense here, but you need A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith involved. You need them engaged. And Shady McCoy,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talked a little bit about this yesterday. Here's what Shady had to say about the offense, about what AJ said this week, and about what AJ really wants to get out of this.
We can solve all these issues if, as players, I don't care who's friends or not friends, who's tight or not tight. If you do your job, we have no issues. I think with Jalen, not even Jared, with AJ Brown don't want the ball more. Mm-hmm. I watched what the coordinator talked about, how he wants to try to, you know, find a way to get AJ. We don't need you to try to find AJ to get the ball in different ways. Because he's okay with the attempts he's getting.
Yeah.
And Saquon is the king of our offense right now. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
All AJ was probably trying to say is, look, man, hey, Jalen, bro, we know you're a winner. We know we can count on you in clutch moments. We know that. But when these few passes are called, these few plays are called for me or for Smitty, just deliver it. Because we can all see when you really watch tape. Mm-hmm. If you take the bias part of it out and the fan part of it out and you just watch tape, there's so many opportunities where A.J. Brown is wide open and he's not getting the ball.
Yeah.
If Jalen Hurts does his job, A.J. does his job, and we all do our jobs, it don't matter who likes who.
And that's the thing. Like, Jalen's gotta hit those opportunities that he gets on Sunday, because if he doesn't, I mean, I think we're dealing with a lot of the same stuff, and unhappy AJ Brown after the game.
You don't think he'll hit AJ when the opportunity arrives? Because we saw him not hit AJ in this last game.
And we saw him not hit AJ at all in the second half in Baltimore. It's really the last three halves of football. AJ Brown's been minimally involved in the offense.
But Yeah, that's the truth. I mean, they've thrown it just a handful of times. It's just kind of the way it's panned out. I do think it's all going to work itself out ultimately in the wash.
And, you know, the Eagles, do they need to throw the ball more this week? And do you have faith that this team is going to show up and respond after the week they've had here? Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. John Ritchie, Ray Hughes, Devin Caney will be joined by Ruben Amaro Jr. coming up at 7 o'clock here at Borgata. Be interesting to get Ruben's thoughts coming back from the winter meetings. A lot going on in Major League Baseball. Not a lot going on with the Phillies.
Not with the Phillies, though.
We'll say Ruben's been throwing out fake trades on MLB Network. He's been reporting on all sorts
of stuff.
Stirring
things up, huh?
Yeah, so we'll get Ruben's thoughts on all that.
All right. But, did you guys see the Juan Soto press conference for the Mets? Someone I follow who reports for MLB Network was there, and it was the most insane scene for a press conference I've ever seen in my life.
It's like a rock star showed up.
It was crazy. Yeah. It was like they needed to do it in the actual stadium itself. It was insane. And then he said he hadn't talked to any of his teammates from the Yankees since the World Series.
Yeah, and he didn't go to New York. He didn't go to the Mets just for the money or anything like that, too.
Yeah.
He made sure. No, you know, it wasn't about that.
Yeah, no, of course not.
No, he got a suite.
Not. It wasn't.
The Yankees weren't going to give him a suite.
Yeah. It was all about the suite.
Yeah, because it was the funniest thing that one of the reports said. The Yankees said to him, well, we make Aaron Judge pay for his suite. We can't give you one. Wasn't that what happened with A-Rod back in the day? The Mets wouldn't give him an office?
Well,
if
that's the case, then the Yankees are really stupid.
Yeah.
Like, if that's the case that they wouldn't give him a suite,
of the issues, but it was pretty funny. I thought amusing.
Yeah, that would be ridiculous. 215-592-9494. Your faith in the Eagles showing up this week. We all know how important this game is, but how much confidence do you have that they're going to show up, they're going to respond this week, and should they make a concerted effort to throw the ball more? Two of the things we're talking about this morning. And our side topic today, considering this is The Battle of Pennsylvania, and our prize today for the side topic, you can win a pair of tickets to see comedian Jim Gaffigan, the Barely Alive Tour this Friday, December 13th, at the Met Philadelphia. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. What's something you think about when you think about Pennsylvania? That's our side topic today. 215-592-9494. And I'll start. I'll just say hoagies. I think about hoagies when I think about Pennsylvania.
Great answer.
It's a very, you know, local.
Don't you hate when you hear people call it
food.
A sub?
Oh, I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Is it a hoagie in Pittsburgh, too?
I think it's a sub in Pittsburgh, but they're just wrong. John would know. John, you're a Western Pennsylvania guy, right?
I don't know if they
not
call
Western,
it.
Middle.
Like, middle.
Middle.
Yeah. No, I'm from 90 miles west. Where they call them subs or hoagies, I think it's sub as you get further west. Man, I've had a chance to hearken back and wistfully think of Pennsylvania while living just about everywhere else besides Pennsylvania you could live. And I was always like the pro-Pennsylvania guy. A big reason why is when you're in California and it's like, I don't know, Christmas time and it's warm and nice and it doesn't feel right.
I hate it.
I need the change. I need distinctive seasonal change every year. And I think Pennsylvania has the perfect setup for the seasonal change.
John,
we have the right amount.
So is that your? Oh, yeah.
The right
you
amount of seasonal change.
You're
there
right.
are, there are other
You're
places
right.
where it gets way too cold sometimes. We have it just
have
about
fall.
Right.
Yeah,
it's beautiful with the leaf
hot.
Change.
Summer's a little hot.
I have a picture from when we went to L.A., the game that Carson Wentz got hurt, and it was the strangest thing because I'm in shorts in front of a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Because the game was in December, and I was like, this is the weirdest picture I will ever take.
Yeah.
It feels
I will say, no one goes all out for Christmas like Los Angeles does, and I think it's because they're overcompensating
the Grove,
for the weather.
Like that, that mall is amazing.
They go all out, and it's definitely because they're trying to, like, create the vibe.
So, John, you think of seasonal change.
The seasonal change is ideal. Pennsylvania does seasonal change right.
All right, Devin,
like
what's your
answer? So I went to Pitt, and I've taken this road far too many times. I think Philadelphia and then Pennsylvania as a whole are two totally different worlds, and you really get to see that other world outside of Philadelphia when you drive on I-76 west to Pittsburgh. You're
nice
on
answer.
One road
Pennsylvania,
the entire
you mean?
Time. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You see it all, which is by all, I mean like farmland and trees and a house occasionally.
It's a brutal drive. I went out to visit my friend at Duquesne once when I was in college. There's nothing to look at for 6 hours.
And you're not, it's just one road the whole way, and there's absolutely nothing to look at.
Absolutely
it's
terrible.
Horrible.
Absolutely terrible. What do you got, Rhea?
It's just what I always think of when I think of the state of Pennsylvania, Keystone Cops. You know, we still use that reference when anything goes awry. It's like, you know, it's a bunch of Keystone Cops. So I just always, and I love the phrase.
There you go. James, you got an answer back there?
How about Hershey Park? Right in the middle of it all.
That's there we go.
That's a great answer. I always forget that Pennsylvania can claim Hershey chocolate. That's like a pretty good flex, right?
I'm from right near that. I'm from about 20 minutes from Hershey.
Oh, so I was way off. I labeled you as a Western Pennsylvania.
I'm not. No.
Okay.
Mechanicsburg
Hershey's a lot closer
is 90 miles west of here.
But I also think in Philly, anything qualifies as Western.
Yeah, so great point, Devin. Like, that's exactly right.
Yeah, if I have to, you know,
it's like past Westchester, it's just Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, exactly. If I'm on the turnpike past Westchester, it might as well be Western Pennsylvania. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Twitter poll question today, at WIP Morning Show on Twitter. It's sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new 2025 Equinox sets the bar on styling, and Armin Chevrolet has them in stock now. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Who wins this game on Sunday, Eagles or Steelers? That is our Twitter poll question of the day. And, you know, your level of faith that the Eagles come out, respond after this tumultuous week, it really does feel like a big game here. And we'll talk to Elliot coming up at 7:30. Elliot's dubbed this game a must-win. And I know it sounds crazy for a team that's 1-9 in a row and is 11-2. It does feel like a game they need to win. They need to play well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, would you agree, John?
Sure. I do view every game as, at this point, against a team this good, I do feel like we're in a must-win situation with our seeding spot right now. I'd love to be home throughout, and unless we win out, we're not going to have that chance. So, yeah.
But it's also a must-win to quiet all of the chatter, right? Like, especially nationally, I don't want to see First Take. I don't want to see Stephen A. Smith on ESPN next week saying, oh, it's happening again. You know, the Eagles are cooked because of all this drama in the locker room and they're going to collapse again. And even here locally in Philadelphia, like, I don't want to have to deal with that. And I think if the game doesn't go the Eagles' way, I personally don't think that, you know, that's the end-all, be-all. I had this game circled from the start as a tough one. The Steelers are a really good team. It's going to be a tough matchup. But just given everything that went down this past week with AJ and Jalen, like, they need to win just to quiet it all down.
Yeah, I'm more with you, Devin. And obviously, for the one seed, any chance of the one seed, you need to win this game. And you probably need the Lions to lose to Buffalo this week
as
well.
And you know what stinks? They're both on at the same time.
Right. It really does.
It's like, I want to watch it.
Yeah.
And it is. Everyone will be watching that Lions-Bills game instead. So.
Well, I am, maybe. But it is one of those things where I think it's more important to quiet down everything. Because if the offense doesn't play well, and Jalen doesn't play well, you know what's going to happen. Everybody's going to be around A.J. Brown's locker after the game, mm-hmm. and everybody's going to be asking A.J. what's going on. And I mean, A.J. Brown's an emotional guy. Like,
it's not a bad thing.
No.
And I think it's not just as much as, you know, the complete – he's got to target him because you've got to – there's a guy on the Steelers, Joey Porter Jr., who literally in a game against the Bengals 2 games ago had 6 penalties, 2 on the same play. He's really handsy. So, like, if you get those, like, just target him, because the chance that this guy may have been a penalty is pretty good.
I agree. And I think with AJ, like, we look at it, and I think some of the thought process might be, well, you don't want to force feed him targets. I'd force feed him targets this week. Mm-hmm. Like, AJ Brown, let's face it, he's going to be ready to go in this game. I try to get him the ball as much as possible. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Fred in Scranton. What's up, Fred?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm getting ready to punch in for work, but I'm going to make this short and sweet. The scenic view of Pennsylvania and the ethnic foods. And by the way, Pittsburgh, they call soda pop, so my sister lives down there.
Yeah.
And I love your show, guys. I really do. And just be faithful in Jalen Hurts, because he did have 110 quarterback rating on Sunday. That's fact. And we've never beaten Russell Wilson ever. So I got to go. All right. Thanks, guys, for taking my call.
All right, Fred.
Not messing around, Fred.
Yeah. In and out. Yeah. Appreciate it, Fred.
Man.
But, I mean, come on. We don't need to point to the quarterback rating for Jalen's performance. It's okay to say Jalen didn't play well on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
You'd admit that, John.
Of course. Yeah. He didn't play well.
Yeah.
It's okay. It happens sometimes.
He didn't play well. Jake Elliott didn't play well. Defense didn't play their best game. Like, it was just a rough game all around. But that almost gives me more confidence that they're going to bounce back. Like Jalen said in his press conference, you know, he and I think the team as a whole kind of thrive in these situations where they're kind of down and out and the underdogs. I know they're not literally the underdogs in terms of, you know, the line. But I think it's a good spot for them to rise to the occasion.
John, I'm curious where you are on this. Would you force the ball to AJ? Not force the ball to AJ, but would you make it more of an effort than usual to get him involved, especially early in this game?
In the first 15 plays, I would make sure that there were a few in there that he was the primary read on. You know, maybe the first 10 plays of the game, I would try to funnel him the ball, I don't know, 2 or 3 of those, you know, as the first read. That doesn't mean he's getting the ball.
Right.
That doesn't mean I'm going to force him the ball if he's covered, if he's clamped, if he's bracketed, the ball. I'm not even looking his direction. I'm starting my progression on the other side of the field away from AJ. That's part of this. Like when people say, he didn't hit him, he was wide open. You know that sometimes he's not even starting on that side of the field, even though he's your number one receiver, the way the coverage is set up and everything else. We don't know the way he's being taught to read it out. So I think it will all be fine. We will have AJ catch a number of balls this week. I expect to see him have success, and I expect that the coaches can facilitate that early with some easy stuff that Jalen feels comfortable with. It'll also be a thing where you got Kellen Moore saying, Jalen, what do you like? What do you feel comfortable throwing this week? What do you like the most? Okay, let's try to get AJ in that situation, you know, but with the coaches behind closed doors, let's try to get him in some of these situations that Jalen likes early on in the progression, try to get him the ball, give him some good vibes.
It pretty much looks like they schemed AJ open on the second play of the game.
Yeah.
Wide open.
That's the thing. I mean, Jalen's got to hit him.
Jalen is hesitant. I mean, he's just been hesitant.
Decision making.
Got to be quicker.
Right.
And as we played the sound with Shady McCoy earlier, it's more about just finding him when the opportunities are there. Like, I think AJ understands that if the ball's not supposed to go to him and he's covered, you know, he's not going to get upset about that. I think what frustrates AJ is when he is open, when the ball should go to him and the ball's not going to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, what frustrates AJ is when he's open and the ball doesn't go to him, when he's covered and the ball doesn't go to him. He is a top wide receiver in the NFL. He thinks if he's covered, he's still open because you can squeeze it in, and he's got incredible hands and body control where he can shield the ball and beat the guy anyway.
In the past, Jalen was it. So we talked about the Steelers game in 2022 when the Eagles crushed them. And A.J. Brown had, like, over 120 receiving yards and 3 touchdowns. Jalen was throwing into, like, double coverage to A.J. then. He was taking risks that he just doesn't take now to limit his turnovers. But I think that there's a happy medium he has to find in terms of making decisions.
Yes, and that's the balance that always has to be navigated by these NFL quarterbacks.
But some guys are great. But I think Jalen Hurts has lost that balance in the offense as a whole.
And that's the challenge for all NFL quarterbacks. Finding, maintaining that balance between risk and reward. Some guys are great at it. Eli Manning was great at that balance. It's part of why he was such a successful NFL quarterback. He didn't have all the skills in the world, but man, he was just rock steady and sharp, you know, just smart, consistent, everything else.
Right.
That's why, a big reason why he was good.
And it really does come down to, you know, I think Jalen, this is a week where he probably needs to be a little more aggressive pushing the ball down the field. Let's go to Anthony in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing today?
Doing well, Anthony.
Hey, the fact of the matter is, I don't think we need to come out and throw it a lot. It's not about throwing it 20 more times. It's about the 20 times we do throw it. Jalen has to be efficient and get the guys the ball so the guys can make plays. Of course, lean on our run game. Our run game has got us where we are today. So I don't think the matter is go away from that. It's just Jalen has to be more efficient in the passing attack.
Yeah, and I think that's really what it is, Anthony, is, you know, the Eagles aren't going to change their game plan. They're not all of a sudden going to come out this week and throw the ball 40 times. It's about maximizing the opportunities, and I think that's the that's where A.J. Brown gets frustrated, and I think that's where many of us as fans get frustrated, is just when you have the opportunities, you're not taking advantage of them.
Right. That's the thing we have to do today, and I believe I'm a little worried than Jalen, man, but I believe, man, we had a good week, and Sunday he's going to come out, and he's going to do what he has to do Sunday.
I'm with you.
We're going to pull that win out, man.
Yeah, I think if they were a little unfocused, they certainly regained that focus this week, and Jalen's going to be locked in, and they've got something to prove finally. You know, even though they did not lose a game last week, now they finally have they have to show people they still got the goods.
What do you think of when you think of Pennsylvania, Anthony?
What I think of Pennsylvania, for some strange reason, William Penn.
William Penn. There you go.
I love the way you sold that.
That was awesome. Some strange reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's a strange reason at all.
I think he was joking. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. Well done, Anthony. That's a good answer. Let's go to David in Drexel Hill. What's up, David? Yo, David. Let's throw David on hold. Let's go to Paul in Chester. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how you guys doing today? Wish everybody a happy day today, man.
Thanks, Paul.
I think, you know, I got confidence in it. You know, everybody everybody's, you know, getting on AJ's case about wanting the ball. We got an athlete who's not saying for who, for what. We got an athlete who said, give me the ball. He wants to play. He's a gamer. Jalen Hurts, yeah, he's got a little something to prove, and I think he can do it. I think the Eagles can balance their game out, get what they got to do, and come out with a win.
Yep.
That's my real opinion. I think they can do it. I really do.
Because they can, and it's a real challenge. It's a real test. I'm excited to see how our offense that feels like it's been so high-powered all year long can do against a legitimate, well-coached defense that's going to change it up. And this week they're going to have all sorts of new looks too. I'm positive. Going back, just thinking back through the years to the way Mike Tomlin and Dick LeBeau and company used to throw all sorts of looks out there. Nickel looks, dime looks, the amoeba looks, if you know what I mean, the ones where you just got guys milling around at the line of scrimmage. It's like a big blob. That's the stuff that really gave our offensive line trouble when Bill Belichick and the Patriots did that to us last year at the start, and then you had teams throwing that out all throughout the year. I think you're going to see some more of those creative looks this week, and we're going to have to figure out a way to deal with those blob amoeba defensive fronts.
I agree. Let's make it happen, that's for sure.
What do you think of
it? I think running the ball helps you get around that because you can just cram it. You can just mash that. You can just move the guys right out of the way. You don't necessarily have to. You can just sort of zone it off and send your hundreds and hundreds of pounds of tackles and guards at the general vicinity, and it works.
What do you think of when you think of Pennsylvania, Paul?
I just came back from vacation, and every time I said I was from Pennsylvania, I got the same answer: Philadelphia. Pennsylvania, you think of Philadelphia. You don't think of Pittsburgh or anything else.
There you go, Paul.
Unless you're from Pittsburgh.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Probably think of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think in Pittsburgh they're probably saying the opposite.
Pennsylvania, I mean, Philadelphia is almost like a separate state than Pennsylvania. Like, Pennsylvania as a whole is just very different from Philadelphia, right?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Pittsburgh is very Midwestern. Philadelphia is very East Coast in terms of just like mentality.
Yeah, and that is just like a lot
they call soda pop.
Very much so.
It's a lot of farmland in between, basically. Yeah.
Is there a competition?
Pittsburgh more that vibe.
Do you think that Pittsburgh, Devin, you lived in Pittsburgh for 4 years.
I did. It's
at
great
least.
City.
Was it more?
No, I just lived there for 4 years.
All right, so you know you've been behind enemy lines here.
Yeah.
Is there a competition, or is Pittsburgh so Midwestern and laid back that they don't even perceive it as a competition?
Oh, no, they definitely perceive it as a competition. They do. Like, they're Midwestern, but they're a very prideful sports town. They love their teams. But it was hard, like, at Pitt, honestly, I felt like at least where I was at Pitt, like, most of my friends were from Philadelphia or even, like, outside of Pennsylvania, not actually from the Pittsburgh area. Like, don't get me wrong, there were plenty of people from Pittsburgh area, but not that I was close with. I will say, like, I never really had bad blood with the Steelers as an Eagles fan when I was at school, but it did make me absolutely hate Penguins fans. Penguins fans
yes.
are
the worst.
Worst. They love their Pens more than anything in Sidney Crosby. But the Steelers, I never really had an issue with them. But of course, now when they come to town, I will.
Yeah, I mean, and the Eagles don't play them that often.
And Pittsburgh fans' counterpoint is always, how many rings do you guys have versus how many rings do we have?
Right,
and I can't really argue with that.
Yeah, but I mean, those rings
are a tough one. Yeah, but those rings are so ancient.
Yeah.
But then they have, you know,
they haven't
Not
done anything
ancient.
In the playoffs in a long time.
It has been a long time.
215-592-9494. Young Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah. And we'll have Eagles Steelers tickets coming up. We'll give them away at 8 o'clock today. Giving away three names of past or present Eagles earlier this week. We'll give away the fourth name today at 8 a.m. And you call in the first caller of the contest line who has the other three names, and the name we give away at 8 a.m. today will win Eagles Steelers tickets this weekend.
And, of course, that is courtesy of our great partner, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.